Bibles, let's go to the book of Mark this morning, chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 again. Ain't you glad Jesus paid your debt?
Amen.
I'm going to preach about debts this evening and in a spiritual context, but I am thankful that the debt that I had mounted up, Jesus set me free from.
Amen.
And I sure am thankful for that. We've been studying the book of Mark. And studying really the life of the Lord Jesus Christ using Mark and his Holy Spirit inspired and preserved record of Jesus' life to lead us in truths about the Lord Jesus. And I'm thankful for our study thus far and all that the Lord showed us. And this morning it's going to get very, very practical, very personal to us as we look into the Word of God. And look at these next few verses. Stand with me if you're willing and able to do so. Mark chapter number 1, we've already preached the first 15 verses. And we understand, according to verse number 1, that all that Mark is writing about is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And it's the good news that Jesus came.
Amen.
It's the good news that He came on purpose. It was no accident. It wasn't plan B, it was God's plan from before the foundation of the world to send His Son to come and live among us, to eventually die, to be buried, and to be raised again for, amen, our justification. And all of this that Mark is writing about, he said, this is where it all began. This is where it started. And so we've studied some about the ministry and the life of John the Baptist, the message of redemption that he preached, and how it was filled with grace, it was filled with repentance, it was filled with a message of faith and believing on the Son of God, and how that sinners were converted. Jesus comes to be baptized. We preach a message on the baptism of Jesus, and we preach a message after the baptism upon the temptation of the Son of God, from the dove to the devil, how that our Savior overcame the devil in the days of his flesh in the wilderness and even after. And then last week, we preached on Jesus came preaching. And he is preaching the gospel, the kingdom of God. That's what John preached. That's what Jesus preached. That's what Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. That's what Paul preached in the end of his ministry in Acts 28, was the gospel of the kingdom of God. And that is the message. You must be born again. You must be saved, that you are a sinner and that the Lord God reigns on high, and you must be born again. Repent and believe the gospel. And that's the message we give today. Now we move into verse 16. And I was going to break some verses up here, but I'm going to give them all to you, and I'll preach just one message out of four or five verses here. The Bible said in verse 16, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Amen. I like fishers. Amen. I like people who fish. The Bible said, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the ship and with the hired servants and went after him. All right, you can be seated this morning. I appreciate you. Appreciate you standing. And if properly read, that's Mark 1, 16 through 20. Let's pray again together. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for the goodness of the Lord. Thank you for bringing us this way. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to enter in, sing the hymns and the songs of the faith, to hear, Lord, songs about what Jesus did for us that we could have never done for ourselves. Lord, we're grateful for the reminder in song. We're grateful for the fellowship we've already been able to have with some of the people of God. Lord, now as we have broken forth the word of life, the word of truth, the word of God, Lord, we've read these things this morning. Now, I pray that, Lord, you would take by the Spirit of the Lord and, Lord, lay these truths to our heart, the things you give to us. May, Lord, you use us to give them to your people. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, for those who are not your people that are lost, Lord, would you deal with them? May they hear the call of Jesus, Lord, to salvation upon their life. And, Lord, may they realize, as you have declared, that today is a day of salvation. Lord, all that you do in sinner and saint alike, Lord, would you help the church? And for what you do there, we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We come to these verses here, the life of the Lord Jesus. This is known as a section, if you have a study Bible, that breaks down different portions of the Word of God. It probably says something about a call to service or the call of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. No doubt, it's not hard. It's just a public reading of that, a general reading of it, even without study. You understand the Lord is dealing with Andrew and with Simon Peter, with James and John, about their life as they are to be followers and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we think about this idea of come ye after me in verse number 17, as is said to Andrew and to Simon, we understand that he likely said the same thing or something similar to that of James and John. When the Bible said in verse number 19, when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and verse 20 said, straightway he called them. And so there is this matter of a call or an invitation or even a commandment that is extended to these four men, come ye after me, follow me. And when you study the life of the Lord Jesus, here's what you're going to find. Brother A.L., the two words or the command or the phrase, follow me or come ye after me, was the most used phrase and message Jesus ever preached in his earthly life. He's always inviting, commanding, instructing men to follow him. It's interesting when you study his life, how many times it talks about, and even in our text, they followed him. They went after him. Verse number 20, how the multitudes, the Bible would say, followed him. And he has always had a following. There's always a following. And Jesus was interested in men following him. And you say, preacher, what does that mean? This matter of followed, when the Bible said they followed him, when he says and invites him, come ye after me, they followed him or they went after him. It simply means to be in the same way with, to accompany. It is the picture or pictures one going with or following a teacher. And so I think as we understand the scripture, the idea of follow me, come ye after me, is that the picture of a student or a disciple who is following their teacher or their master. As we think about the instructions that Jesus would give throughout his earthly life and what the Word of God would say about the matter of following the Lord Jesus Christ, I think it's important to understand that Jesus in John chapter number 10, listen to these verses, if you will, in verse number 4 and verse number 5. Jesus said, when he putteth forth his own sheep, talking about the good shepherd, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. But Jesus didn't stop there. He said, and a stranger that will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And so we understand the sheep of the Lord, they don't just follow anyone. And they know the voice of the shepherd, and knowing the voice of the shepherd, they are directed by him, and they willingly and gladly follow him. And John 10, and in verse number 27, Jesus would say this. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And so again, the reminder is that we hear the voice. We don't just hear it, we know his voice. And He knows who we are, and He speaks to us in a personal way, and He deals with us and leads us and guides us as our shepherd in a way, in the way in which we ought to go, and we gladly follow Him. And what a relationship we have with the shepherd that we follow Jesus. Amen. We're in the same way with Him. We're in, my friend, accompaniment with Him. You say, well, that is a message. It was preached to Israel as the people of God. Oh, no. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3 and in verse number 12. Let me read this verse to you. For the apostle Paul deals with the fact that he himself was following after the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3 and in verse number 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And so Paul said, I am following the Lord Jesus Christ. This was not just an earthly ministry thing that men and women and boys and girls and families did in the earthly days of Christ. This is something that ought to be true of every believer's life. Paul would say, as a spiritual leader and authority to the churches that he would plant, follow me as I follow Christ. And so the idea is in the apostle Paul was interested in following Christ. And Peter would say in 1 Peter 2 and in verse number 21, and let me just lay a little groundwork, and I'll preach a text here in a minute, but in 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. And so the idea of this doctrine or this teaching, and we're to be following Jesus, is something that a man is taught in the Word of God. We ought to be following Jesus. We ought to be following Jesus. You say, preacher, amen, what does that entail? Well, listen to what Jesus said in John chapter number 12 and in verse number 26. Amen, I think this really drives the point home. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And so there's a lot we'll unpack throughout the message this morning about, amen, the matter of following Jesus. But Jesus identifies and defines, amen, what it really is to follow Him. It is our service for the Lord. And so when the Lord came to Andrew and to Simon Peter and said, come ye after me, it was an invitation that they would give their lives in service for the one who had saved them. When He calls out to James and to John to follow Him, amen, it is a call for them to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe this morning that as we think about all these verses and package them together and put the truth out in a nutshell, it is that God's children ought to be serving their King. Amen. And I love what Brother Tim said this morning in the Sunday School Hour. And this is not just the bestowment of goods and talents and gifts upon a preacher. It's not just the preacher that is to serve the Lord and follow the Lord. And it is the duty of every child of God to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. To follow Him, to let Him lead the way, to let Him have the reins of our life and to govern what we do, where we go, and what we are to become. And if we are to serve the Lord, if any man serve me, Jesus said, let him follow me. You will never serve the Lord until you learn to follow Him. So many, and we're given many, many warnings upon, amen, who we serve. We're not to serve our own belly, Paul said. We're not to serve our own selves. We're not to be servants of the flesh. We're not to be servants of sin. How do we negate all of those negative aspects of who and what man can serve? It is that I better learn what it is, amen, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Because as I follow Him, I learn how not to serve sin, how not to serve myself, and how not to serve this ungodly world. And so when we come back to our text, we see the Lord Jesus is calling His children. Amen. He says, come ye after me. In Matthew's record of these calls that are given, Matthew said, he said to them, follow me. And so here's my thought I want to deal with out of these verses. Again, I was going to break them down and just preach this message out of Andrew and Simon Peter and then preach another one on the call to ministry from James and John, but I'm just going to package them all together, Brother Tim, and here's my thought I want to give as we consider these verses for a moment. What it means to truly follow Jesus. What does it truly mean to follow Jesus? There are many that are claiming to follow Jesus. There are many that are claiming to be followers of Him. That, to be honest, even in studying this and evaluating my own life, amen, it's caused me to have to check and probably in days to come change some things about my Christian life. Amen. Because I say I'm a follower of Him does not mean I am truly following Him. Amen. I must understand through what the Lord Jesus is teaching through His life and the call of these men what it is to truly follow Jesus. Would you be interested in that today? Are you interested in this? Amen. I know this is a different subject, but just hang with me. Amen. I want to challenge us all today on what it means to truly follow Jesus. Amen. That's what He desires us to be. That's what He has demanded for us to be. And may I even say that is what He deserves for us to be. Amen. Followers of our Master. Amen. And so let's consider in the text this morning, first of all, what we'll call their finding. Their finding. Jesus sought them out. He found them. Amen. When we read of this text, when we read of this call that is given to these four men, amen, the Bible said He saw Simon and Andrew, his brother. The Bible said in verse number 19 that He saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. The word saw there indicates He was looking for them. He was on a mission to find them. And my friend, if we're going to be followers of the Lord Jesus, we must understand that Christ is seeking us out. Amen. There is a matter of this where we volunteer. There is a matter of volunteering in the service of the Lord. He's not going to, amen, make you a follower against your will. Amen. But may I say, before you ever volunteer, what you'll find is that Jesus is seeking you out. Amen. There will be a finding of your spiritual life by the Son of God. Amen. He's seeking today, amen, for disciples and for followers. Three things in their finding I think are relevant to our study quickly. Amen. First of all, consider the qualification in their finding. Amen. This is a call to service. This is a call to be a student and sit at the feet of the greatest master and teacher this world has ever known. Amen. But may I remind you and may I point out, these men had already responded to the call of salvation. If you'll lay out the gospel records and the gospel accounts, you'll find in John 1 that up to a year prior to the text that we've read this morning, that Jesus is introduced to some disciples of John. As He walks up upon John, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And from that moment and that hour, two of John's disciples joined themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. One of those men were a disciple of John named Andrew. Andrew and this other disciple come to the Lord and ask Him where He's from. And Jesus said, follow me, come and see. And there in that hour, you'll find that Andrew makes a confession of faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Andrew, the Bible said, the first thing that he did, amen, was go to his brother Simon. And here's what he told Simon, Simon, his brother, we have found the Messiah, which is called the Christ. Amen. And he invited him, come and see and be introduced unto this one who is the Lamb of God. And you'll find Andrew bringing Simon in that hour. Amen. Jesus changed the name of Simon. Amen. And from that day, he would be known as Simon Peter. Amen. And what a change it took place. And a lot we could preach there. My only point being for the message today is that before you can follow Jesus, amen, you must first be saved. You must first be saved. Amen. You will never effectively serve or follow Jesus, much less truly be interested in what that really truly looks like till you are born again. I'm afraid we're trying to get folk to follow Jesus that have never responded to the call of salvation. They've never truly been born again, so they will never truly be a follower of Christ. They'll always follow sin and serve themselves. Amen. There is the qualification that Christ did not call them and find them to follow him until he had found them in the matter of salvation. Have you been saved? Have you been born again? Has your life changed? Has Jesus give you a new testimony? Have you ever been born into his sheepfold? Amen. Do you know his voice? Have you ever felt conviction? Have you ever confessed to him what you are? Have you ever yielded to him your heart and your life and your will and let him change your life? The qualification in their finding, but notice with me, in their finding I see the personalization. Amen. He is after, amen, Andrew and Simon. He is after James and John. Amen. I noted this. Brother Mo, I noted he knew their name. Amen. He knew exactly who they were. Amen. And may I say, he not only knew their name, but he knew their location. Amen. He's not seeking them in the sense that he doesn't know where they are. Amen. He knows where they are. Amen. May I say, Jesus knows your name. Child of God, he knows where you are physically, and he knows, more importantly, where you are spiritually. And when we think about what it truly means to follow Jesus, amen, we must understand, amen, he is finding us out. And there's a personalization. Amen. Oh, listen to me. I like this point. Amen. He knew everything they were, and he knew everything they weren't. He knew everything they were, and he knew everything they weren't. Amen. He knew what they had to offer, and he knew what they didn't. He knows everything about them. Amen. You say, oh, preacher, the Lord would never be interested in finding me. I don't have anything great to offer. Amen. The fact of the matter is, he knows that. Amen. He knows you're nothing. He knows apart from salvation and the grace of God, amen, that all our righteousnesses are filthy rags, that all of our good works and good deeds and mighty things in our eyes we could do. Amen. What I'm telling you is, he knows what you have to offer. He knows what you can do. He knows what you are, and he knows everything that you are not. Amen. And yet, he wanted them to follow him. Amen. And I'll get to the point of that. You say, well, preacher, what then can we do? Amen. Without him, we can do nothing. Amen. I'd rather be trying to follow him and be a nobody, amen, than not following him and be a nobody. Amen. And I'm telling you, we find in their finding The personalization. Boy, I'm about to get worked up. Qualification, the personalization. Notice in their finding the confrontation. Confrontation. I like this. Look with me in verse number 17. And Jesus said unto them. Amen. He didn't call them by telling somebody else to go and call them. He did it himself. He confronted them. The Bible said in verse number 20 of James and John, and straightway he called them. Amen. He called them. He confronted them where they were. Amen. They could not shovel this call to anyone else, for he was personally calling them. Boy, ain't that what we always do? Amen. We want the Lord to confront everybody else but us. Amen. But you got to understand what it truly means to follow Jesus is, amen, he wants to confront you. He wants to confront you. And he wants you to take that confrontation very personally. They had been saved believers, amen, even for up to a year. And now Jesus confronts them that it is time to follow him. Amen. One of the interesting things you'll find in studying the life of the Lord Jesus and all these commands that he gives, the most recorded command he ever gave was follow me. Is that there are some, as is the case in our illustration this morning, they were saved. And then it is a year later, Christ comes to them and confronts them, follow me. When you study Levi and Matthew in the Word of God, and upon the very conversion of Matthew, amen, the Lord immediately told him, now you follow me. Amen, you said, preacher, explain that. All I can tell you is, amen, there'll come a day in your life, amen, whether it's right away or whether it's down the road and the Lord gives you grace, amen. He is going to confront you. He is going to confront you. Amen. There's going to be a time in your life, if you're truly saved, amen, he's going to come and say, amen, you've been saved. Amen. You've been saved. Amen. And now it's time to follow me. Amen. It's time to be a follower of me. Quit living for yourself. Amen. Quit living in the fishing business and the family business and being caught up in your old life. And now follow me. Have you ever been confronted? Have you ever heard the command of confrontation? Amen. To understand. Amen. Everybody that has been saved, amen, has been saved for a much higher purpose. Amen. To live our life for ourselves will amount to nothing. To follow our Savior, amen, for him to find us in our spiritual condition today, amen, is something that he is going to confront us on. One thing that is interesting to me. Oh Lord, I gotta hurry. I'm gonna preach 55 hours in one day. Amen. Brother Jerry, amen, he calls Simon and Andrew, amen, and he said in the beginning of his earthly ministry, come ye after me. He confronted them. He found them and confronted them. Amen. Do you know what the Lord did in the last days of his earthly ministry? He's already been slain and crucified, buried and raised again. And he's walking around on earth and he's spending time with his disciples, and he comes to Simon Peter and he says, Simon, do you love me? Simon, do you love me? Simon, do you love me? And the third time Peter got grieved and Peter got upset and he said, Lord, I've been telling you I love you, but thou knowest. And here's what Jesus said. He said, Peter, amen, if you love me, you've been saying, feed my lambs. Then he said, Peter, amen, here's what you need to have reaffirmed in your life again. Follow me. Amen. Follow me. And it didn't set into Peter's heart like it ought to set into his heart. Amen. You see, Peter, he's a little out of sorts in the moment. Amen. And he looks at Jesus and he says, and points to John the Beloved and said, well, what about this disciple? What about this one? You want me to follow you? And that means, amen, I'm going to die. I'm going to lay down my life. What about this one? Jesus said, Peter, what is that to thee? If I will that he tarry till I should come, what is that to thee? Peter, the only thing you need to be concerned about, and he says it again to Peter, is follow after me. And so I derive from that, Brother Jack, that this finding, that the Lord is always finding us out. He knows where we are. He knows when we stray. And there seems to be, even in my own life, amen, and you can take your angel wings and clip them down today. Amen. If you'd be honest, it's true in your life how that the Lord is always coming to us, is always challenging us. It seems like we may hide it from the preacher. We may hide it from the family. We may hide it from our dearest friends. But he seems to always know when we need confronted about our life of being a disciple and following him. Amen. The finding. Notice with me their following. The Bible said the call was simple. Amen. Come ye after me. Amen. And may I say the response that they gave was simple. The Bible said they followed him and that they went after him. Verse number 18 and verse number 20. Again, the word follow means to be in the same way with, to accompany. And they have taken their place as the understudy, and they are following the master. Hey, my friend, realize we don't know the way, and we don't know what it really is to be a Christian. And so, my friend, the inferior, my friend, takes their place at the feet of the superior. Amen. These are those that are following the teacher. Amen. They're following. Now, I think maybe this is the main point of the message, so hang with me. What I want to give you is six characteristics or principles of what it means to truly follow Jesus. Amen. What would that life really look like? After that he has found us. After that we have been saved. After that he has come to us personally. After that he has confronted us. Amen. That we've been mealy-mousing around too long and it's time to follow him. Amen. What would that life really look like? Amen. Well, consider in the text, I'll give you three withs and three withouts, and that'll make sense in a minute. Amen. Notice with me, amen, that they're following. Follow him with closeness. Follow him with closeness. Come ye after me. And the Bible said that they followed him. Follow indicates a close proximity. Amen. A closeness. We are not following if we are far. We are not following if he is not within sight. We are not following, my friend, until we realize that in following, we must be near. Amen. There must be a closeness to the Savior. And you're not going to be close to him being close out with the world and being close with the flesh and being close with the gates of hell. Amen. We must understand, amen, that to truly follow Jesus, amen, their following teaches us we must follow him with closeness. Number two, follow him with consistency. Follow him with consistency. Listen to his command again. What did Jesus say? He said, come ye after me. Come ye after me. Now, if you'll study that phrase, here's what you'll find, is that it is in the present tense. Amen. It literally means follow me always. Follow me 24/7. It means literally follow me day in, and day out. It means follow me today and every day that is to come. Amen. You see, following him is not a Sunday thing. Following him, my friend, is not just doing the bare minimum to get back. Following him is, amen, a following the church on Sunday, and I follow him to work on Monday, and I follow him, and I let him lead my life. Amen. No matter what I'm doing, no matter where I'm at, amen, I'm following him with consistency. Amen. I'm not just following him when I'm in the crowd. I'm following him when I'm in the crowd and when I'm all alone. I follow him in public and I follow him in private. I follow him when all the eyes are on me and when none of the eyes are on me. Amen. That is, amen, what it truly means to follow Jesus. Amen. To follow him with consistency. Amen. In that, amen, in that, let me dovetail another truth. Come ye after me as an indication to it to these four men and to you and I. When Jesus said, come ye after me, follow me, amen, what he is saying to them is, do what I do and how I do it. Do what I do and how I do it. Amen. Consistently imitating the Master is what it truly means to follow Jesus. Amen. It's not me doing my own thing. Amen. It's not just me following him when it feels good and is easy. My friend, following him with a consistent life. Amen. Following him when I'm up. Following him when I'm down. Amen. When I'm in the storm and in the sun. Amen. When the birds are singing and wet, the gates of hell are screaming. It matters not. Amen. I am to truly follow Jesus, and I cannot do that without consistency. Amen. 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 Following Jesus, what does that mean? What does that truly mean? Number three, follow him with courage. Follow him with courage. Amen. You see, to follow Jesus, amen. Now let me tell you now, to follow Jesus is a risky proposition. He knows where he's going. There are going to be times where applause is given to him. There are going to be times where, amen, he is going to be smitten, that there's going to be crosses involved. And my friend, to follow Jesus means that we are to follow him with courage. It requires us to follow heroically in spite of the dangers of following Jesus. Amen. Oh, it's going to take courage. Amen. That when, my friend, the enemy is closing in, amen, that you're not going to tug tail and run. And let me just be a little political for a minute. Amen. It has been refreshing, and I understand Ukraine is not the greatest, pure as a driven wax snow nation has ever been. Amen. In fact, they're filled with a lot of corruption. And there's a lot of things that go on in Ukraine that, amen, are not in line with our ideals. And I won't get too political here. Amen. But it was refreshing. Amen. To see their president, Vladimir Zelensky, amen, say, I'm not leaving Kiev. I'm not running away. I'm not flying to a safe zone. I'm not flying somewhere and retreating. And my friend strapping on body armor and putting a gun on his side and say, I am here to stay, amen, for the glory of Ukraine. Amen. Can I say, you say, well, why would you use that? Amen. Because that's the kind of heroism, amen, that we need in our Christian life. And when the enemy is invading and it looks like, my friend, everything around us, amen, says we're not going to make it, and we follow Jesus anyway, amen, we don't look for a safe soul, amen, we don't look for somewhere to retreat, that we follow him with courage. That's why, my friend, in the days we're living in, amen, so many are abandoning the work of God. Amen. You can say this and that, and they'll blame it on a lot of things. Amen. But what it boils down to, they do not have the courage to follow Jesus Christ in what he says in his book. Amen. Follow me means follow Him with courage.
Amen.
You got the courage to take that it takes to follow the Lord Jesus? Amen. Amen. Y'all getting a little quiet on me. Follow Him with closeness, consistency, and courage. Number four, followed Him without concealment. Amen. The fact that they followed Him indicates their willingness to be publicly identified with Him. Amen. He came to them in a public setting and said, come ye after me. Amen. They didn't wait till the sun went down and the nighttime had settled in. I began to follow. Oh no, they didn't care who knew it. They didn't care who was watching. They were following Him without concealment. You see, to truly follow Jesus, there will be no hiding in from those around you. Amen. I ain't preaching against t-shirts and bumper stickers. Amen. But if you're a true follower of Jesus Christ, amen, that ain't what will identify you as being a follower of Jesus. Amen. You can wear the t-shirts, the badges, the pins, the hats, amen, and put every bumper sticker you can on your car, amen, and still not be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That means, my friend, you are in public. Amen. You are, my friend, out in the open. Amen. What Jesus has made you in your heart. Amen. There are no such thing as secret disciples.
Amen.
If you're a disciple, my friend, it'll show. Amen. If you're a disciple, you won't have to, amen, you won't have to blab it everywhere. Amen. You won't have to make a post on social media. Amen. To let everybody know, it'll shine through. Amen. Because following Him means following Him without concealment.
Amen.
Following Him means following Him without conceit.
Amen.
Oh, this is a big one. This is knocking the stuffing out of all of us. Following Jesus is not, you've got to understand this. Oh, dear God, help us. Following Jesus is not Him joining Himself to them.
Right.
But rather them joining to Him.
Amen. Amen.
That means they have to lay down everything. They can't go into this thing with any pride. They can't go into this thing with conceit. They can't go in with a holy attitude and spirit as though they know everything there is to know about it. They had to humbly resign themselves, amen, to go, resign themselves of going their own way. Amen. And can I say that? Amen. Pride is why so many fall. Pride is why so many turn back. Pride is why there's so much failure in our life. We get too big for our britches.
Right.
Nobody can tell us anything.
Amen.
Nobody can preach anything. Our authorities can't warn us. Amen. Without getting pushed back. Why? Because we're trying to follow Jesus with conceit.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Oh, if we're going to follow Him, you got to be willing to lay down yourself.
Amen.
Say, I know nothing, but He knows everything.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number six, and I may just have to end and pick this up later, but we're talking about, we've seen their finding and we're looking at their following. Amen. Jesus said, come ye after me. The Bible simply said they followed Him. He called to James and John, and the Bible said that they went after Him. Here's what I want you to understand. If there's any point of these six principles you've got to get a hold of, this may very well be the most important. You see, to truly follow Jesus is to follow Him without conditions.
Amen.
You don't get to set the boundaries. They did not say, okay, Lord, we will, but here's what we're not going to do. You are not following. You are not a follower of Jesus. Amen. When you say, well, I'm following Him, but, amen, I'm telling you, that's the very moment, amen, you cease to follow Him, because truly follow Him means I follow Him without conditions.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To follow Him means, amen, we don't know where it will take us. We don't know what it may cost us. But we leave all of that to the one that we have chosen to follow. He's the one leading the way. He's the one that my friend, we're resting all our all in all in Him. And we're saying to Him, whatever you ask of me, I will follow. Wherever you send me, I will go. Whatever you require of me, I will fulfill it. I have no parameters. I have no reservations. I have no limitations written down. And that if you demand this of me, I will turn back. I know nothing. I know not where to go. I am simply following Jesus. There cannot be any conditions. We're living in a generation of Christianity that has put all sorts of stipulations upon the one who saved them.
You're right.
He saved me, but I will never. Who do you think you are?
Amen.
Who do I think I am? To say, Lord, I will follow you, but only under these conditions. Everything He wants out of my life, I ought to gladly and willingly be able to say, Lord, here's the blank canvas. You just fill it in, whatever it means, whatever it requires, whatever it costs, wherever it takes me, I will follow You without
Amen.
Conditions.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Are we learning today what it means to truly follow Jesus? We see they're finding, they're following. Will you let me finish this? Notice their forsaking in verse number 3. The Bible said, in verse number 18, the Bible said, and straightway they forsook their nets and followed Him. You see, to truly follow Jesus means that we are leaving something behind. And John and James did the same thing. They left their father. Notice with me three things quickly. I ain't gonna preach it, but in their forsaking, notice the straight way. Notice the straight way at once. The Bible said, and straightway they forsook. And straightway He called them and they left their father. Amen. The straight way. Straight way means at once, directly and immediately. There was no delay. Time was of the essence. They couldn't put it off. Amen. They, my friend, heard the call, were drawn by the call, and immediately, straightway, they were willing to leave what was holding them back from following Jesus.
Amen.
The straightway. Notice the sacrifice. How many of y'all believe the King James Bible is absolutely perfect and it's everything that is in there teaches us something?
Yes, sir.
When Jesus walked out in the Sea of Galilee, what was Andrew and Simon doing? The Bible said that they were casting a net. They had let the net go. You cast a net, these kind of nets would have sank the bottom of the sea. While that net is sinking, Jesus said, come ye after me and I'll make you fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets. Whatever had been cast out, they didn't even go back according to the Word of God and pull it up out of the water. Amen. There was a sacrifice involved. They are leaving some things behind. Amen. There is a sacrifice. Hey, they'll never see that net again. They'll never use that net again. Why? Because following Jesus has a forsaking that is involved, that involves sacrifice out of our life. What have you give up lately to follow Him? We talk about Him adding to our life, but He also takes away from our life. I said I wasn't going to preach it, but I'm feeling good about it. What have you give up lately? What have you left behind? What have you sacrificed? On the same, I guess the same kind of vein of thought. Amen. But maybe from a different angle is the straight way and the sacrifice. But in their forsaking, notice the separation. John 20 states of James and John, they left their father. The father's a wonderful, especially if you got a good one, a wonderful individual and person in your life to follow. There's nothing wrong with Zebedee. There's nothing wrong with him. But what Jesus and what it means to truly follow Jesus is that there are some people you can no longer follow if you're going to follow Him.
Amen.
I really want to buckle down and preach. Maybe I ought to come back and hit this. We're living in a day where we're in the veins of social media. Everybody cares about having a following. I follow so-and-so. So-and-so follows me. Can I say this morning, I'm not just trying to be cranky. You better be interested in following Jesus.
Amen.
In a day and an age of what they call the influencers, don't forget the greatest influencer in your life as a child of God ought to be, should be, better be the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The separation. Notice with me their future. This is where, amen, this is where it's good. It's still a little convicting. Can I say in the text there are a few considerations in the call and what is expected if we truly follow Jesus. Notice with me in their future I see the promise. Come ye after me. Here's the promise. I will make you. Is that not a wondrous thing to ponder? Can I remind you again, He knows everything they are and everything they're not. He knows everything they have to offer. He knows everything they don't. He knows everything about them better than they know themselves. He knows all, amen, all the grandiose things in their mind that they can be, and yet He knows everything they can't be. And here is the promise that He makes. Here is what you can expect. Amen, is that if you will come after me, I will make you. I will make you what you ought to be. And can I say, amen, men, we can't be the husband we need to be if He ain't the one making us. And you women can't be the wife you need to be unless He's the one making you. And we can't be the parents we need to be unless we're following Him and allowing Him to make us what we ought to be. Amen, you children, you can't be, amen, a God-fearing, parent-honoring, child in your home until after salvation. Amen. You have yielded yourself to follow Jesus and allow Him to make you what He wants you to be.
Amen.
Child of God, you can't be the Christian you need to be till you're following Him.
Amen.
And allow Him to make you. And so I ask the question, who is making you?
Amen.
Who's making you? See, I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. Oh, they're bragging all about that today, but look how that's turning out. Is Hollywood making you? Is society and its changing of the norms and changing of morale and morality and decency, amen, is that what is making you? Jesus said, amen, if you will come after me, you won't have to worry about it. I will be the one that makes you.
Amen.
He made the first man. And He makes every man and woman that follows after Him.
Amen.
The promise, notice the purpose in their future to follow Jesus is to realize He has a purpose that involves our lives being used to rescue others.
Amen.
Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Fishers of men is the purpose. Rescuing. snatching, catching the souls of men for the kingdom's sake. Everybody listen, what I'm about ready to say, this is not original with me. I heard a man make this statement, or another man made this statement in my studies this week. Here's what he said, Brother Tim. He said, if you ain't fishing, you ain't following.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. If you ain't fishing, you ain't following. You see, we've got an entire group of religion in our generation that claims to follow Jesus that is never interested in anyone else's soul. When we follow Jesus, it is not first and foremost about me. That is part of the conceit that died, a pride that was sacrificed on the altar of, yes, Lord, I will follow. It is no longer about me. My life will be spent trying to rescue other people. I'll make you fishers of men. If we ain't fishing, we ain't following. For what purpose do you live? Amen. Y'all hear how quiet it is? I just heard a gnat burp up here on the communion table. What is the purpose of your life? What is the goals? What drives you spiritually? We're living in a day, I'll be honest, being transparent, there's so many, Brother Mark, distractions in the world, in our families, in the church, to get our eyes off the real purpose of following Jesus.
Amen.
That is, as I follow Him, He purposes and desires and has designed my life to be used to help others.
Amen.
Notice the payoff. Y'all will be glad that I finished this. What a closing thought the Lord laid upon my heart. In studying for this message, I found, of all people, one of the men, one of the four that was called in Mark 1, Peter, old Mr. Simon, made this statement or asked this question to the Lord Jesus in Matthew 19:27. The Bible said, "Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" Brother Tim taught this morning, a portion of his lesson was God investing in us. You know what Peter just said? Lord, we've invested in you. Lord, we have invested in you. We have forsaken everything. We have followed you. What is the payoff for those that are found and those that follow and those that forsake? What does our future look like?
Amen.
Jesus said, don't you worry about that, Peter. There's a payday coming someday.
Amen.
And He promised those men that when He came into His kingdom, they would all have a place of prominence, a place of position, all because one man said, Lord, I'm following you. I've forsaken all. I'm not going anywhere. I'm invested. I'm in tune. I'm bound down. I ain't going anywhere. But what's the payoff? Jesus said, there's a payday someday.
Amen.
Make your way to the piano. That's just to make y'all feel good. Watch this. The payoff, Brother Mike, was not just in the life to come. Brother Tim, I seen this last night and I knew this. There's a payday someday. It pays off down the way. Will y'all let me give you this?
Yes.
Amen. At least look like you want it, all right?
Amen.
What were they when Jesus found them and called them? Fishers. Now, I'll be honest. I love to fish. God give me a bass boat. God gave me a bass boat and not a, I'm talking about a nice bass boat, and I figure He gave me a bass boat. He wanted me to use my bass boat. Amen. And so I use it. You say, you go too much. Well, God gave me my bass boat. I figure He intended me to use it. Ain't nothing wrong with being a fisherman. Fishing's fun.
Amen.
I love it. I love the Lord. I love my family. I love preaching. I love the ministry. Amen. But right under all of them, I love fishing.
Amen.
Amen. But I'll be honest. I'll go out of town sometimes and do these trips and go fishing. By the end of a week, I'm like, man, this has been fun and all, but I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do something else. Can you imagine getting up every day of your life doing nothing but fishing? And your whole life depends on it. If you catch them, you make bank. If you don't catch them, the kids don't eat. Can you imagine the stress of that? Because I like to fish, and some days I think I'm real good, but then these other days you can't buy a bite. Amen. You got to do like old Marcel was doing and find some dynamite and say we're going to fish or we're going to talk. My point is this. Had they not followed Him, they'd have got up every day at the same time, done the same thing, and been wore out at the end of every day and lived a normal, drab life of just getting up, going to work, getting up, going to work, getting up, going to work. But that day when He said, follow Me, and they followed Him, do you understand for 3.5 years, for 3 years, the things that they're going to see because they followed Him? Is this making any sense? Hey, John and James, was it worth following Him? Oh, we love fishing and all, and that was the family business, and we was good enough at it, and we even had servants. But we wouldn't trade the life He give us following Him.
Amen.
We've seen blind people see.
Yes,
we've seen crippled boys and girls get up and run around.
Yes,
we've seen multitudes show up and no resources and not a crumb in sight except for one little old lad brought from his mama one day. And we watched the Lord bless it and feed, and everybody was full and belching and undoing their belts. And we watched the Lord, and we was a part of seeing some great things. See, the payoff ain't just out there one day. Are there going to be crosses to bear? You better believe there are. Amen. Jesus said, if any man's going to follow Me and come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow Me. There are crosses, there are bad days, but I'm telling you, being a Christian and being a disciple of the Lord Jesus said, and that day, I don't know, I've told y'all about it. Amen. At the age of 18 years old, at the Wilds Youth Camp, when I walked down and they challenged us, throw your little twig in the fire. Amen. That was more than an illustration of my heart. Amen. That was the day I said, I'll follow Him. I'll follow Him to the end of the world. I'll follow Him no matter what. And there have been bad days and hard days and betrayals. And I've been forsaken along the way. And I would not trade the life of what it is to follow Him. I've seen things others will never see. I've seen Him, I've watched Him and witnessed Him hear my prayers and answer my prayers. Amen. I've seen Him raise folk up out of the hospital beds. My friend, I have been able not to watch it from a distance, to have a front row seat to the exciting life of being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I shouldn't have got here, because now I don't want to quit. Amen. Quit running around acting like and a follower of Jesus Christ is the worst life a person can live. If you say follow Him, if you follow Him, amen, look around and see what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. And it's as if all that ain't enough. We get the payoff here. Amen. I wrote it down this way. We get a payoff now and then. Amen. now and then. Child of God, bear your cross. Amen. Child of God, if you're going to follow Him, understand. Amen. There's ups and downs, but look around. Amen. God is good to those that follow Him. What, I've got to quit, Jack. I've got to quit. Amen. What the verse I read to open the message in the introduction, John 12. Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. He said, if you'll follow me, those that follow me. You remember how that verse ended? Said, those that follow me, my Father will honor. In other words, Jesus said, there's a payoff. The blessings from the Father flow to those who follow Him.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together. What it truly means to follow Jesus. What it means to truly follow Jesus. I, being honest again, as I've studied this week, I'll be honest, Gerald, there's a lot in my own life the Lord's put His finger on. I have a sneaky suspicion in preaching it today. I may not have got on your thing, but I got a sneaky suspicion. When we think about our life and what it means to truly follow Jesus, there's probably some things the Lord's put His finger on today and confronted and said, you need to deal with this. Today, would you deal with it and leave here truly following Jesus?